Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
You're welcome back to Tech Untapped on Africa Tech Radio. My name is Lillian and we are continuing on the series, What Does This Mean? Where we demystify some of the tech trends and tech stories happening in the world. Okay, we've given you so many of them and here is some more. Nigeria versus Binance. Cryptocurrency for many people is just gibberish. They don't understand what's happening, how people make money from it. You know, it's just like FX. What is happening there? How are you guys making money? Teach me how to make money, right? But for others, it is exciting but also full of challenges. And today we're going to be talking about the recent clash between Nigeria and Binance. Binance is the world's largest crypto exchange platform. We are opening, right, this layers of onions and we're going to tell you about what it means for the future of crypto in Nigeria, among other questions that we have concerning this. Earlier this year, tensions flared between Nigerian financial authorities and Binance. Nigeria accused Binance of manipulating their currency, that's the Naira, and potentially facilitating money laundering. Binance, on the other hand, denied these claims and said, "This is bagdash, this is rubbish, I don't know why you're talking about this, it is not true," and all that. But the situation escalated quickly. A Nigerian court demanded user data from Binance and it sparked privacy concerns. Binance executives were also detained in Nigeria, which strained relations the more. And right now, Nigerians face limitations using Naira on the platform, and the user data dispute remains unresolved. So what does this mean? What does this really mean? What does it mean for the government? What does it mean for taxes? What does it mean for the economy, traders, the platform, and the perception of Nigeria on the global stage in terms of investment? I will not be answering those questions because I have someone who can answer them better. I'm talking about Chioma Onyekulu, CCI. She's a blockchain forensics specialist at A&D Forensics. She is going to tell us about the several implications that this conflict has.
My name is Chioma Onyekulu. I am a certified cryptocurrency investigator and a certified cryptocurrency compliance specialist. And I work as a blockchain forensics specialist at A&D Forensics, where we do crypto investigations, we do trainings for law enforcement on crypto investigations, as well as crypto compliance and everything that has to do with blockchain intelligence. So basically, on the Binance versus Nigeria issue, what I have to say is, of course, the background is that there are two Binance executives, Tigran Gambaryan, who is a US citizen, and Nadim Anjarwalla, and they were invited by the Office of the National Security Advisor and the EFC to discuss issues that relate to Binance in Nigeria. And when they came in, they were actually detained after the meeting and their passports were collected, and this happened in February 2024. So at the moment, a lot has happened. Nadim has escaped from custody and has also filed a lawsuit against the NSA and AFCC. While Tigran, who is still in custody, also alleges that his fundamental human rights were violated. He has also filed a lawsuit. So the court has adjourned the case. The case is to April 8, 2024, so that Gambaryan and Anjarwalla can seek new legal representations and for the respondents to respond to the allegations. This is a very interesting case and very trying times for the industry players, I would say. So what are the implications for the government? First, I would say the Nigerian government did very well by stepping in to protect or stabilize the Naira. Okay, it's their responsibility and it was a timely intervention. We were already seeing the inflation coming in. And what happened was that Binance operated a P2P platform. When I say P2P, it was peer-to-peer platform. And also, the exchange had NGN, that's Nigerian Naira, pegged with USDT. Okay, so one way or the other, the platform became a price discovery platform for Naira dollar rate for their country that has a population of approximately 218.5 million people. So you could imagine the impact it was having on the Naira. Okay, so the intervention was needed to be done urgently. However, the approach used was not necessary. It wasn't the right approach, especially in this digital era We're in a digital era where a simple mail, a simple email, or a correspondence to Binance to the list in NGN USDT pair from the platform, it would have saved the day. We wouldn't have been in this situation, okay? So imagine they had the executives got the invitation and they obliged, all right? They came around, they traveled. A simple mail would not cost them the travel expenses. A simple mail, they would have responded to it and they would have obliged, okay? So that's where we needed to get it right. And then the next thing is that we as industry players and professionals in the ecosystem, of course, we have been clamoring for smart regulations. With our firm at, my firm at A&D Forensics, we have been in the forefront in Nigeria. We do teachings, we do webinars, we sensitize the public, the government, on the need to have a regulated entity for VASP, which is Virtual Asset Service Providers. And the government needs to know that not having a regulated ecosystem also led to this whole issue. Yes. If the Nigerian VASP ecosystem was regulated, if it were regulated, Binance will have a regulated P2P platform where they will comply. All right, there will be regulations for them. They will comply to all peer-to-peer regulations. In fact, as a matter of fact, P2P platforms are regulated. All right, internationally, they are regulated. There will be benchmark for prices. It wouldn't be the other way around where Binance will become a price discovery platform. No, it will be the proper thing where the rate that the CBN gives will remain the rate, maybe with 1 naira or 2 naira margin as permitted according to the law or the regulation. And then what people are only going there to do is to swap their currencies, their USDT to naira and get their naira, all right, or to use their naira to buy the USDT. USDT is a stable coin that represents the dollar, the fiat, right? So what people would really go there to is to swap and get back their naira too, because you have to spend naira in Nigeria. So if you want to do your regular shopping, do your regular expenses in naira, you have to have the naira. So that USDT on the P2P platform will be swapped to your naira at the normal rate. So people won't be doing business. People will be making money. We call it arbitrage on the P2P platform. It won't be advisable. It won't be done because there is the regulation. Also, the P2P platform will be managed. So when there are scams, there are people that will be able to check for scammers. Everybody playing in that platform will be KYC'd. People will be properly screened from sanctions. Wallets will be screened as well. And if there's a suspicious activity, all right, the compliance officer of the Binance Exchange will have to report and file to the NFIU. All right, that is only when there's a regulation. But this regulation is yet to come in, and this is why this happened. So it would have been a better approach if these people were called and said, okay, now let us know what is happening. We're ready to regulate, and a friendly discussion would have saved the day if there is a need for them to come in. But if it was just to delist the naira pair against the USDT pair, a mail would have saved the day and every other thing that happened. So what's the implication for taxes? It still boils down to regulation. So imagine a regulated entity where our centralized exchanges like Binance, there's entities like Binance are centralized. They know the income of users because users are getting paid in cryptocurrencies, or users are making investments on cryptocurrencies. So taxes will be easily calculated and they'll be paid easily. All right, look at exchanges like Coinbase. It's done already in the US. So something like that it's already happening. We already have solutions that can help individuals and corporates to easily calculate their taxes and pay them. All right, but before then, there needs to be a regulation. Okay, so for the economy, the implication, honestly, I would say that this incident has cost a lot. All right, immediately after the news, did we see a more stable rate? Yes, we did. However, there are so many factors that contribute to our economy. The floating naira, forces of demand and supply, a lot for us to discuss, and that will take us to another discussion. But somehow, from personal experience, Web3 jobs have been shaken in one way or the other. International platforms like Binance had some staff within Nigeria that worked for them, right? But definitely they lost their jobs after this. So you can imagine that income that comes in, it's no longer there. And if this was regulated, there will be much more thriving jobs for our youth in Nigeria, which is what we need, all right? both from other VAS. Binance is not the only centralized exchange, and Binance is not the only Web3 entity that can employ people, all right? Even our local exchanges, our local startups, our local businesses, they are no longer thriving, okay? They're no longer thriving. Why? Because the investors that need to also invest in these businesses are scared to bring in money. So the whole thing has, in one way, negatively impacted on the economy while we were trying to make it work the other way. We didn't look at the other sides, all right? Okay, so a lot of businesses have gone underground, no revenue, no employment, they have done better. For the traders, the implication is that OTC will thrive. OTC means over-the-counter traders, where I just need to know you have what I need. That's the original idea of Bitcoin. You give me fiat, I give you crypto. That's OTC. But it's opening another unregulated entity, okay? Because cryptocurrency-related crimes, which personally I fight against as a crypto investigator and a crypto compliance officer, is going to thrive more there if cryptocurrency-related crimes will thrive more there if it is not regulated, okay? So OTC traders are also regulated, okay? Remember, cryptocurrency is money, digital money on the blockchain that has no boundaries. So traders will still trade. So don't worry about traders. They will find their way. They will trade. All right. And for the platform, what's the implication for the platform? I would say that Binance has a lot of users in Nigeria. That's good. That's okay. But it reduced the attraction. Definitely, yes. It's obvious. But Binance is a global brand. And Nigeria is only one out of the various jurisdictions that they sell. So one way or the other, this would not be a big burden to them. The only concern here that I see here is on employee safety at the moment, because it is also going to... So imagine the people detained, imagine their roles in fighting financial crimes. And then I'm just saying, imagine a Nigerian company, for instance, with a staff that has gone to represent the company in another country and gets detained. Just imagine. All right. So when you flip the case, you understand the pain the families of the detained officials are going through, their citizens are going through, and it's not nice, all right? It has also raised concerns on occupational safety, where as an employee of a company, I just go to present my company and I'm being punished. How does that sound? So it's raising some talks, some discussion in that regard, and this is because of the singular action that our government has taken. So that discussion is something that I wouldn't even want to go into right now, but we believe that a better approach would have been used, okay? Now, what is the perception of Nigeria on the global stage? Personally, it's not been easy, especially being someone that is very active on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a social media platform where you communicate with people from international scenes. I had people reach out to me, oh, what can you do with your company? We need these persons released. Can you speak to anybody? And unfortunately, I always keep responding that the matter is beyond my company and I, okay? It's a matter of national security. Unfortunately, we have lost a lot of businesses, companies, including our partner, because we are Chainalysis African Investigative Partner. We are supposed to come into Nigeria for work, especially to also do their work as well. But then they declined their visits. They are not coming to Nigeria. They are scared. And even through our senior partner, he has also made some confirmations to us. For instance, the African manager for USDT that he met in Kenya was supposed to come in. So that's because when we do investigations, the exchanges have a role to play, all right? When this money is sent to exchanges, because they are regulated, when the law enforcement subpoenas the exchanges, the data of the suspects would have to be released for further investigations, okay? So there's a need to work with the exchanges. There's a need to regulate them. There's a need to have things done properly. And then there's a need to have the likes of platforms like USDT have contacts with them, so that if there's a need to recall coins that during investigations, it will be easier. So this was supposed to have started happening, but then everybody declined. Or is it a project, WorldCoin, that was supposed to come in? In fact, it's something that would also help the citizens. By the time they share the money, that's universal basic income, A lot of them has declined. They are all afraid to come to Nigeria. That's the perception the international scene. That's the way they are seeing Nigeria at the moment. That is what is happening at the moment. In fact, some are asking for a letter from our government to assure them that they will not be detained when they come around. Yes, that's the perception. And with these investments withdrawn, with these things happening now, I believe it will take some effort to change that narrative and perception from the international scene. It is not late for the government to take a bold step and change this perception as well, if it starts now. And that's why working with private entities, collaborating with private entities will go a long way in assisting the government in doing this. And before I conclude, we are always here to work with the government at A&D Forensics to make sure that things like this are done the proper way. Of course, we advocate for smart regulations, so that there'll be income, the local investors, the international investors, the local players that have businesses, will build businesses, youths will be able to do businesses comfortably in their father's land, will be able to thrive, will bring income into the economy, and everything will be fine. Cryptocurrency is new money, and we can't shy away from that. All right. So these things are in progress, and I believe in no distant time, everything will be fine. Thank you for having me.
From what Chioma Onyekulu has said, it can have so many different implications, right? Now, the future of this is uncertain. The future of this situation is uncertain. It is possible that Nigerian Binance might reach an agreement on regulations and user data concerns. That would be a win-win for both sides. Also, Nigerian government might implement stricter rules for cryptocurrency exchanges. I mean, they have done that before. This could provide more stability, but also might stifle innovation. Some companies had to leave Nigeria to be able to have thriving crypto exchange platforms. Nigerians also might turn to other cryptocurrency exchanges to meet their needs, and this could fragment the market and make regulation even more complex. Remember when I said the world of cryptocurrency is exciting, but full of challenges? This is what I meant. But that same world is constantly evolving, and so is the regulatory landscape. We'll continue to monitor the situation in Nigeria and keep you posted on any developments. Thank you very much for joining us on Tech Untapped on Africa Tech Radio. My name is Lillian, and we are still on the series, What Does This Really Mean? If you have any questions about cryptocurrency or its future in Africa, feel free to reach out to us on social media. On Instagram, it is at @ATechRadio. On Twitter, it is at @AfricaTechRadio. On LinkedIn, we are Africa Tech Radio. On Facebook, Africa Tech Radio. We are here to help you navigate the exciting but complex world of tech.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.